Autism Spectrum Disorder, Searching for Causes and Progress. Usually identified in early childhood, autism is one of the so-called spectrum disorders. They are designated as such because of the wide range of symptoms and difficulties that individuals with the disorders may experience. Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, can refer to autism disorder, classic autism, Asperger's syndrome, or other similar child development disorders. Symptoms of ASD may differ greatly among children in type or degree, but they usually share certain commonalities. For example, children with ASD often develop atypical social or communication behavior. They may avoid eye contact or be unable to make sense of customary social and communication cues. They may also engage in repetitive speech or movement patterns that have no apparent meaning to those not afflicted with such disorders. As a consequence, their behavior may be perceived as inappropriate and incomprehensible. Children with ASD are also likely to simultaneously suffer from other learning disabilities or mental health conditions, including attention deficiency, depression, anxiety, and hyperaggression. In spite of extensive investigation, the search for ASD causes seems to have reached an impasse. Some researchers believe ASD is inherited, that it is due to genetic predisposition. However, cases seem to be arbitrary in this regard, since there is no prior family history for most children afflicted with the disorder. Other researchers are looking into environmental factors, such as family medical conditions, parents' ages, exposure to pesticides and other environmental toxins, and pregnancy and birth complications. Still others hold that interactions between environmental factors and mutated genes cause some children to develop ASD. While none of these variables can be ruled out, no direct cause-effect relationship between any of them and ASD has yet been established beyond a doubt. One theory that is considerably more controversial has arisen among a number of parents with affected children. They believe that the onset of ASD is somehow related to childhood vaccines. Children have had numerous injections by the age of 2, which is about the time that symptoms of ASD are likely to be noticed. However, experts have always been dubious that ASD is a side effect of the vaccines. In fact, recent research has thoroughly debunked the theory, with no studies showing any causal link whatsoever between childhood vaccinations and ASD. In contrast, a recent Japanese study at the Riken Brain Science Institute using mice has shown promise in establishing a link between one particular mutated gene and low levels of serotonin in the brain during early development. According to the report, mice with a serotonin deficiency displayed poor social interaction and other ASD behavioral patterns. These symptoms were ameliorated when the mice were treated with a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRI, which merits further study as a possible treatment for human patients. One point that researchers do see eye to eye on is that the number of reported ASD cases has increased dramatically in recent years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, says that 1 in 88 American 8-year-olds has been diagnosed with autism. Data collected in the state of California indicates that the occurrence has swelled by 1,000% over the past 2 decades. Reportedly, boys are more prone to the disease than girls, as much as 5 times as likely to be diagnosed, and diagnosis also varies according to geographic location. Some researchers concede, however, that the increase in ASD cases could be largely due to increased awareness and improvements in diagnostic techniques, which generally rely on behavioral observation and interviews. Variations in numbers regarding geographic location and related demographic information are also considered questionable, since attitudes towards ASD and reporting it may be influenced by cultural, religious, and socioeconomic factors. Although ASD is likely to be a lifelong condition, early diagnosis and treatment means the long-term outlook for children and their families is not necessarily bleak. In fact, many children with ASD experience significant improvement over the years. Timely and individualized intervention, along with an empathetic approach, are important keys to successful progress. New technology has helped, too, with minimally verbal children learning to express themselves through the use of computer tablets. With continuing support, the goal of leading independent and productive lives will be attainable for a great many children. In the meantime, medical researchers will continue to take aim at the condition, with the hope of one day pinning down the causes of ASD and proclaiming that a cure is at hand. 1. Besides typical ASD behavior, what conditions are children with ASD likely to suffer from at the same time? A recent Japanese study using mice presented interesting results regarding one possible cause of ASD. What relationship was found between genes, brain chemistry, and ASD?